doesn't like the different people. The only people I like are two categories. First, the people who are like me, that I could never find for a short period of time. Yes, then I realized that I've got out of those horrors. The second group of people who I like very much are the people who appreciate me and they say, you're great, blah, blah. These are all that self stuff. And I don't like the differences, but the differences is the quality, yeah. If we were not different, we'd be boring. The problem with the animals is that they are not that different. A cow is always a cow. But a human being, oh my God, could you compare, I don't know, Ludwig von Beethoven and, Adolf Hitler. No comparison. You're talking about two different species. That's what we are. The basic, the blood and the machine is the same. It's monkey. It's more than 99% monkey. So what? We know that. But I know there is something more than that. Because monkey doesn't think about monkey. I do. I think about my monkeyness. And I want to change it. And I know I could. He said, this is how it is. It doesn't work for me. When you appreciate the truth, you are not giving something to the truth. You are improving yourself. This is what he says. That I'm somewhere else. I don't care about this. I didn't create these people to have some benefit. I created these people so they could have some benefit. They could. Therefore, there are different paths. If there was one path, a very few people could make it. The way to the truth and to the haq is exactly as much as you are. Each of you has a special way, because you will experience one special stuff here. These are the things that, now let's listen to God, he will say it better.
I am independent of all purity and impurity, of all slothfulness and poverty. I did not ordain that I might make any profit, no, but I might do a kindness to servants. In the Hindus, the idiom of hind is praiseworthy. In the Sindhians, the idiom of sindh is praiseworthy. I am not sanctified by their glorification. It is they that become sanctified and pearl scattering.
This is the point. In the process of acquiring the taste, I will improve myself. By what? By remembering and repeating the name of Hab, Just, and Justice, I will be improved. The justice will be the same, because justice is a meaning, is not an experience. By reminding myself, I will improve myself. This is what all the practice is all about. I improve myself to be worthy of that good luck. To fall in love. Yes?
I look not at the tongue and the speech. I look at the inward and the state. I gaze into the heart, whether it be humble.
Excuse me, it's not the state here. It's heart. Remember that the special word, heart, which is the feeling, and it's this moment, now, and all.
I gaze into the heart, whether it be humble, though the words uttered be not humble. Because the heart is the substance, speech the accident. So the form is subservient, the substance is the object.
Okay, please do a little correction here. Because the words here who he's playing with is Johar La'aras. Do you remember the king who bought two slaves? One was form, one was essence. Here we have the same stuff. It's form and the essence. Johar La'aras. Because we believe that the heart is the essence and talking is the form. This form is supposed to present that the essence. Therefore, for us, the form is secondary, essence is the first. You will say, I'm not looking at your tongue, I'm looking at your heart. Because your tongue is the form, your heart is the essence. And I'm listening to the essence, because love is essence. Yes?
How much of these phrases and conceptions and metaphors, I want burning, burning, become friendly with that burning. Mm-hmm. Light up the fire of love in your soul. Burn thought and expression entirely. Oh Moses, they that know the convention are of one sort.
Again, convention is not that. That's ritual.
They whose souls and spirits burn are of another sort. To lovers, there is a burning at every moment. Tax and tithe are not on a ruined village. If he speaks faultily, do not call him faulty. And if he be bathed in blood, do not wash martyrs. For martyrs, blood is better than water. This fault is better than 100 right actions.
What does that mean? Didn't make sense, did it? Okay, in Muhammad time, what is he doing mainly? Fighting, wars. In these wars, there are these martyrs. And of course they have a ceremony of purifying the cadaver when somebody dies, to wash it and do all the preparation. You may know that, you know, wartime, you don't have time for that. Therefore, they will say, when a martyr drops down, although blood is supposed to be najis, but that fellow is a martyr, therefore, you don't need to wash him and clean him. Because he is, in essence, he's the cleanest fellow. So you could put him in the earth. No ceremonies needed. Because some other stuff is there. Why he is bringing it in here? Because he's talking about mistakes of the shepherd. I'm going to say, these mistakes of the shepherd are not bad because the shepherd is in love. So what? The essence is there, the form is forgivable. It's not that we'll say it's better, but it's forgivable. The form doesn't matter. The essence is like being in Kaaba. When you are in Kaaba and you want to pray, what do?
Clean yourself.
Normally they say you could stay no matter what, your prayer is good. It's not like that. When you go there, the Amir will come and there is one stone and you say, we know that our grandparent did it this way, you have to do it that way. But in Muhammad time, there was no way. He said, when you are in, there is no towards. When you're out of Kaaba, you should pray towards Kaaba. When you're in it, then what? When you're out of love, you should run towards love. When you're in love, you're in heaven. May the peace be with you. That's all. So, do not forget the goal. Do not let the different techniques or details or description or knowledge or information fool you. There is one thing, that sensational sense of ecstasy. That's what we're talking about. If ecstasy is here, what else do you need? Everybody should then be healed. Yes?
Within the Kaaba, the rule of the Qibla does not exist. What matter if the diver has no snowshoes? Do not seek guidance from the drunken. Why do you order those whose garments are torn into pieces to mend them? The religion of love is apart from all religions. For lovers, the religion and creed is God. If the ruby has not a seal, it is no harm. Love and the sea of sorrow is not sorrowful.
What else do you want to hear? One paragraph, he explained it all. He started with what? Remember the last paragraph we were talking about? We were talking about you being attentive and paying attention to the hidden level, the delicate level of the text, right? Then, he said, okay, let me give you an example. Even the most knowledgeable fellow who has talked with Gabriel, even God himself, could be blind to the other stuff I'm talking about. Because the form could fool you. The essence. When the essence is there, there is. Form doesn't matter. But remember last time we said we have to give you a little bit of this, little bit of that, little bit of that, because we hope you will develop the taste. Then you will be attracted. He will pull you. You don't need to run. Yes?
How the revelation came to Moses, on whom be peace, excusing that shepherd.
Again, you remember two paragraphs ago, he is explaining this and I said, excuse me, but what I'm doing is wrong. I take it back because this is not explainable. Here, right at the beginning, God will say something to Moses that I cannot tell you. Were we waiting for this? You could have followed that Moses did like that, but at the beginning we say, then God gave him something that, so many secrets that I cannot tell. Because that's a prophet. If he does the mistake, doesn't matter. He will have it. God will give him. When you're there, God will give you a lot. Don't worry that God, in a way, was angry with Moses. His anger is again the opening of another secret, because he will let in. Somehow, something will happen to Moses now. Yes?
After that, God hid in the inmost heart of Moses mysteries which cannot be spoken. Words were poured upon his heart. Vision and speech were mingled together. How often did he become beside himself, and how oft return to himself? How often did he fly from eternity to everlastingness? If I should unfold...
No, that doesn't do it, because, you know, eternity, everlasting. Here is Azal and Abad. Abad is forever, the end of time. Azal is right at the beginning, before time. So Moses will jump from the beginning to the end, to the beginning to the end, so many times. Why? He was paying attention to one side of the coin. Look that God is turning the coin around and showing two faces to him. Without all this talking, Moses was occupied with saying, not seeing. And God somehow mixed them together. Right at the beginning we said, knowledge is an instrument. You have to have the vision. You need them both. Here, they connect them together. Therefore, Moses will be timeless. He should go from the beginning to the end and back. Yes?
If I should unfold after this, it is foolishness. Because the explanation of this is beyond understanding.
You see, Rumi here will call himself Ablah, even stupid, to make a very strong statement that After this, if I want to explain.